Sukkah Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes Vav, 3:15, the last of the Perek, and pretty much the last of the Mishnahs that talk about the mitzvah of lulav, more or less. The Mishnah here is considering what's the status of the lulav for a woman on Shabbos. That is to say, we know that women are putter from the mitzvah of lulav. The question is, does that make the lulav itself mukta? And at all events, the answer is going to be no, it's not mukta for the woman. But exactly why she's able to handle it depends on a few different shitas. First of all, it's machlokas tanaim whether women who are pater from a mitzvah aseh shezman grama, like for example shaking lulav, if they, it's like optional for them a rishus, and if they do the mitzvah, at least they get credit for it. They'll get some schar. So there is a machlokas tanaim, and one shita is no, women have absolutely no connection to mitzvahs that aren't commanded, and they're not mitzvahs. And therefore, there's no point in them doing them. It's not for them. And actually Rashi brings that approach, which would mean a woman who goes out of the way to shake a lulav would be like over Baal Tosef doing a mitzvah to her mitzvah, okay? However, the post can rule like the other shita, which is that women, while not obligated to do mitzvahs aseh shezman grama, they may opt to do so, and if they do, they actually get sechar. Whether they should make a bracha or not, that's a separate machlokas. The Rambam says no, they ought not to make a bracha, and that certainly is how the Mechaber paskins, and therefore the minug by Sfardim is not to make the bracha when women take lulav and other mitzvahs asher shezman grama, but the Rama paskins that women should make a bracha, and that is the minag by Ashkenazim. Now, here the Mishnah says, Mikabelas isha miyad bena umiyad baala, a woman can accept this lulav from her husband or her son on Shabbos, Yom Tov. We're assuming this is a mitzvah, and therefore it's not mukta in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Nowadays, anyways, it's going to be mukta because no one's supposed to take lulav on Shabbos. But here it's not mukta for her. Even according to our Mishnah is going like the Manda Amar holds, it's not a mitzvah for her. But still, taking it from his hand is not mukta. And the reason why is because one of two approaches, either because since he needs it for a mitzvah, that makes it not a mukta item. It's like a kli that has use for him, and therefore she also is not considered to have be mukta in handling it. The other approach is actually, taka would be mukta for her. It's just that so long as he's holding it, as is a general rule for mukta, when you're holding mukta, you don't have to, like, you while it's in your hand, you can place it down where you want, and therefore, similarly, he can place it in her hand, and she can place it where it ought to be, which is inside water to keep it fresh, and that's going to be okay. Okay? So a separate machlokas there. At all events, she could take it, and umachaziratu, and she can return it l'mayim b'Shabbos back into water on Shabbos to keep it fresh. The nuanced point of this Mishnah is that she can return it to water, but she can't put it into water for the first time. The reason why is because that would look, there's actually two approaches in the Mefarshim, either that would look like she is kind of like tikkun kli, like fixing a broken utensil, as much as the lulav, and we're talking about old aminim that need to go in the water, would be drying out, and it's like fixing them. The other approach is, it's not about looking like you're fixing a utensil, it's a lulav, but rather it looks like you're like watering plants, and that would be a told of Zareya watering on Shabbos, which is forbidden. But if you're returning to water where it was before, it's not forbidden. However, says Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Omer, b'Shabbos machazirin, on Shabbos you can just return it to existing water. But b'Yom Tov mosifin, they're more lenient when it comes to Yom Tov, and you can actually add more water. In contrast, on Shabbos, you can't add water because of the problem I said before, one of those two problems. But on Yom Tov, you could add water to the, let's say, the vase where the lulav or the aravos or the hadasim are sitting to stay moist. Uva moed machalifin. And when it comes to chol moed, not only can you switch the water, but actually it's a mitzvah to, yes, switch the water to make sure that your arbaminim stay nice and fresh. That's halacha. Lamaisa, that one should make an effort to keep his lulav fresh, and also as it need be, and indeed that it's not mukta on Shabbos if there be a mitzvah, which nowadays there is not anyways, because we don't take the lulav on Shabbos. Finally, the Mishnah says, Katan hayodeh lenanea, a child who's old enough to know how to do the waving of the lulav, meaning the proper waving in all six directions, doing the three shakes, as we described before, however that is going to be, at that point, chaya belulav, he's obligated in the mitzvah of lulav, meaning that there's a mitzvah of chinuch on him, and although it's a machlokas exactly if that means it's his mitzvah, or more straightforwardly, it's the father who has a mitzvah to be mechanech a child of that age. Certainly there's a mitzvah to rabban, in all events, to have a child who can Sheikh Lulav properly, Sheikh Lulav on Sukkos, and that's part of the mitzvah derabban of chinuch, training children to be ready to do mitzvahs when their proper time comes. And with that, we finish the third parak of Masechta Sukkah and go on now, Bez Hashem, to the fourth one.